Keith Peters reporting. While Israel's security cabinet has approved the ceasefire deal with Hamas, things may not be as easy as the Biden administration initially portrayed them. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, a member of Israel's parliament, is raising concerns about the deal.
After the massacre, the horrible massacre of October 7th, Israel set two goals for the war. One was to bring back all the hostages. The other was to eradicate this evil terror organization called Hamas. The current deal doesn't do any of these things. First of all, we're only bringing back home 33 hostages. So that's a big problem. Number two, we're effectively keeping Hamas in power.
That entire interview, along with House Speaker Mike Johnson's perspective on the proposed ceasefire, will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill airs beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President-elect Trump says he'll make a decision about TikTok's future now that the Supreme Court has upheld the law banning the app. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first presidential term, Trump tried to ban the popular video sharing platform because of national security concerns. But he has since joined TikTok and pledged to save it during his 2024 presidential campaign. Following the Supreme Court's ruling, the president-elect told CNN, "It ultimately goes up to me," and he said, "I'll be making the decision about TikTok's future." As of now, the TikTok ban is scheduled to take effect Sunday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A jury in Panama City, Florida on Friday found that CNN defamed a U.S. Navy veteran in a 2021 story about people paid to rescue endangered Afghans following the Taliban takeover of the country. On Wall Street, the Dow by 334 points. This is SRN News. The latest numbers on persecution of Christians are disturbing.
Open Doors U.S. has produced its annual report, and it concludes that more than 380 million believers suffer high levels of persecution for their faith, and tens of millions more see their religious freedom restricted in lesser ways. That means one in seven Christians around the globe is persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Muslim radicals, the primary culprits, though India has a problem with radical Hindus, and communism is a problem elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for gay people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over the LGBT agenda. It's also part of an effort by the Democratic governor to frustrate the efforts of the GOP-controlled legislature. This is SRN News. Even before being sworn in as president, Donald Trump is causing big changes at the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
The FBI has confirmed reports that in December it closed down its diversity, equity, and inclusion offices in anticipation of new policies under incoming President Trump. The federal government and businesses have been under growing pressure from conservatives to root out DEI policies critics say can lead to poor performance. DEI critics have grown more vocal since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions in 2023. Bob Agner reporting.
The decision to move Monday's swearing-in means thousands of people with plans to visit Washington won't be able to see President-elect Trump's second inauguration in person. The incoming president says on Truth Social the Capitol One Arena will be open on Monday for live viewing of this historic event. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.